So what happens when a country punishes you for not observing the religious traditions? Can they do that? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're going to bring to light the challenges that Christians in Muslim-dominant countries are facing this month, as well as a resource that tells a story and gets you praying for Muslims during Ramadan. It's a packed program, so let's get started. This time of year has always been an uncertain time for religious minorities, but a new law in Pakistan is ramping up the pressure during Ramadan. The government recently passed an amendment that increases the penalties for consuming and selling food during the Ramadan fast. Eating or smoking in public can mean 3 months in prison. Open Doors USA's David Curry explains what's at stake.
It's going to certainly affect Christians. It's going to affect moderate Muslims who may not be as observant as some others. But I think this is an example of this battle that is happening within Pakistan for whether it's going to be an open society or not.
So how can believers in the West make a difference? Curry says it's important for Christians to advocate on behalf of persecuted believers in our local church bodies, to our government, and before our Heavenly Father.
Well, I think this is a country where we need to continue to put pressure on them through legal means, through our government support, make sure that our senators and congressmen are hearing from us and that we understand and know what's happening in Pakistan against Christians.
So here are some ways to pray. Pray for safety, pray for wisdom, and pray for boldness. More details are at missionnews.org. Next, in Malawi, one of the poorest countries in the world, about 66% of kids are orphans or vulnerable children. That's two-thirds of an entire generation growing up in poverty, without a family, and for many, without hope. However, Force for Christ, an orphan-hosting ministry, is trying to change this for some Malawian orphans. Force for Christ's Chad LaForce shares.
So our organization, Force for Christ, works with families, and we present the opportunity to host an orphan, and then we bring the child over and unite the child with the family, and then the family loves the child and cares for the child for a period of 4 to 6 weeks. So it's a really powerful ministry where a child that doesn't have a family is able to absorb the love and faith and fellowship of a family environment.
Now, Force for Christ has about 15 Malawian children ready to be hosted by a loving family. All they need are the host families. Interested? Well, here's where you start your search.
ForceForChrist.org. That's Force for Christ, ForceForChrist.org. ForceForChrist.org, at the top of the webpage is a button that says hosting. And if you click that, it'll take you to a page where you can fill out what we call a pre-application. And then we'll get in touch with you and answer any questions that you have.
And finally, we've been encouraging you to pray for Muslims to come to know Christ during Ramadan. But did you know that there's a resource for that? Frontiers USA has a Ramadan prayer guide for Christians called Searching for a Father. Every few days, you'll get an email with prayer points and the next chapter in an intimate fictional story. It's about a Muslim young man and his family during Ramadan, a broken relationship, and a search for God's truth. Bob Blinko, president of Frontiers USA, explains.
In Islam, there's no recognition that God is a father or God is a shepherd. There's 99 names for God in Islam, but all of them are objective words. You know, the merciful one, yes, that's a great word. But none of them is tender and endearing and relational. Like father.
The narrative in Searching for a Father represents experiences that many Muslims go through. Spoiler alert, the gospel plays a huge role in this story. We'll give you a link to sign up at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, Blinko says,
this is what we should pray for through Ramadan, that the great purposes of God will not be thwarted by the darkness of humanity or the darkness of the devil, but that his great purposes will find the way of peace between the nations and bring about reconciliation with himself and with one another.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So have you ever considered the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper? You read it multiple times a day, so why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for this ministry as they distribute God's Word in sign language. To download your free copy, go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.